This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces fought off continuing Russian efforts to occupy Mariupol and claimed to have retaken a strategic suburb of Kyiv, mounting a defense so dogged that it is stoking fears Russia's Vladimir Putin will escalate the war to new heights. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Ukrainian forces have increasingly taken the fight to the Russians.
We have seen indications that the Ukrainians are going a bit more on the offense now. They have been defending very smartly, very nimbly, very creatively in places that they believe are the...
And White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says U.S. President Joe Biden has a clear aim when he is visiting European allies.
To reinforce the incredible unity we built with allies and partners in response to Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Ukrainian state agency responsible for the Chernobyl exclusion zone made the statement on Tuesday. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant at the beginning of the war. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now said that Russian forces not only blocked a humanitarian convoy trying to reach besieged Mariupol with desperately needed supplies on Tuesday, but it also took captive some of the rescue workers and the drivers. Again, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan now saying that President Biden has a clear aim in visiting European allies and also may impose new sanctions on Russia while he is there. More.